Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host to the Northwest, Super Safi.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from the Northwest, from the Canadian Rockies.
Yeah, Safi's, I'm jealous. It's Safi sitting in the sun, and it's rainy, miserable, and dark here. Not fun. Yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. And as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your weekly reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us. So let's get on with the show. We are in the middle of a new multi-event in Springfield. Act 2 of Rise of the Robots just hit our games yesterday. But this week, Safi and I decided to take a little break from the robot mayhem and talk about the latest episode of The Simpsons, Burger Kings, which just aired this past Sunday here in the U.S. and Canada. So let's jump into it. Here's the wonderful synopsis from Fox. Mr. Burns gets into the plant-based burger business. Lisa refuses to believe he's up to no good. That's it. That's the whole synopsis. That's all you get. They're really keeping these short and sweet these days, huh, Seth?
They are. The synopsis are extremely short. This one was a little bit misleading. Lisa refuses to believe he's up to no good.
She did.
So he was up. Yeah.
She refused to believe that he was up to no... Like, Bart thinks... Well, spoiler for everyone. Bart thought that Burns was up to no good, and Lisa refused to believe that he was up to no good because she believes that people can change. So, but overall, Seth, what did you think of this episode?
Overall, this is a really good episode. I mean, I'm not going to put it at the same level as the Comic Book Guy episode or the Edna episode. Those two were exceptionally really well done episodes, but this was a solid, solid episode. There was just so many references, pop culture references. It was just wonderful. Like, it was thing after thing after thing. Stranger Things, Javier Bardem's character from I'm drawing a blank on the movie, I can't even remember the name of the movie, but yeah,
movie references and me are like, I'm terrible with movie references, so I can't even help you out.
10-12 year old movie as well, but I mean, yeah, that reference there, like references to all the different mascots and burger and KFC and like all the different restaurant references. I already mentioned Stranger Things. Yeah, like just it was full of references, full of great bits. All the signs that they had when people were upset with Mr. Burns, signs that they had when people were happy with Mr. Burns. I mean, it was just nonstop funny. I really, really enjoyed it. How about you? What did you think of the episode?
Yeah, this was a good one. It was funny. Coming off the heels of some of the last ones we had talked about, which I'll link up in the corner, but this was a good one. I mean, the Sarah Wiggum one was really good too, but this was a good episode, especially when you compare it to Wad Goals. So this was funny. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of chuckles. I had a lot of laughs at some of the references that were made. So I really enjoyed it. And let's kind of jump in. We'll break it down step by step here. I mean, the couch gag in this was a little weird. Couch gags to me always, I'm not a couch gag person. I know that some people love them. They're always weird to me. Like I always just think that was weird. What did I just watch? So the potato stamps was a little odd. And then the Swiss Army knife on the couch with the Simpsons heads popping out. It just was weird. I mean, I you might like them.
It wasn't the Simpsons people doing it. It seems when non-Simpsons people doing it, you're not a huge fan of them. So yeah, it was very different. It was a different a creator's take on it. And, yeah, I mean, it was okay. I mean, I like the idea of doing a Simpsons potato stamp. I'm kind of thinking of doing it myself now. It's been a long time since I've done a potato stamp. But yeah, with my niece and nephew, maybe that's some activity I'll look into doing this summer. Yeah, overall, again, I do prefer the traditional Simpsons, Matt Groening and company couch gags as opposed to these guest animators, or this was even an animation, but the guest gag people. Yeah, so
And for those who kind of hear like rustling, I actually took handwritten notes this week. So normally I type them, so they're right in front of me, but I have to keep looking down for them, so I apologize. But after the couch gag, we jump into the... I really like this, the moon guy singing at the piano. I thought that was great. And the song that he sang, I'm not going to sing because I won't torture anyone. But the song that he sang about Burns and Burns' nightmare was, here's the story of the fat cat that no one really liked. His name is Monty. He's an old rat and he's sleeping bad tonight. But that was pretty good. And yeah, so Burns becomes like worried that nobody likes him. And then... the chef comes in, his personal chef comes in the morning to bring him his breakfast, which was like a perfectly ironed raisin. And he, of course,
with just the right amount of sugar.
Yes. And of course, and then Burns says it's too sweet. And of course he hates it because that's everything Burns. So he releases the hounds on a chef. But then he tells, as they get to the plant, he tells Smithers he needs real food. And he sees Homer eating a Krusty burger. And he's like, never seen a burger before. It was the funniest thing. Like, I thought it was really funny that they kind of went through this reaction of somebody having a burger for the first time. Like, it was pretty amusing. So he takes Homer's Krusty burger and he is instantly like in heaven. And then he decides that he's like obsessed with burgers. So he, all he does is eat burgers. And Smithers, of course, is worried about him. He's tripled his weight in one day. And do you remember what the number on the scale was that he tripled?
42.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's perfect because I mean it's Jackie Robinson Day. I'm watching the Blue Jays game. Everyone's wearing the number 42. Sure. I mean, it was Jackie Robinson Day 2 days ago when we
we're all about the time travel here.
Well, time travel, exactly right. I'm balancing you out. You're looking down at your notes. I'm looking up at the TV. So
that's distracted by baseball. But yeah, he triples his weight to 42 is a funny, I thought that was really funny. And then, of course, as he eats another burger, he has a heart attack. And his last wish, so funny, his last wish to Smithers was fire someone and let him watch, preferably someone who just bought a house. True Monty fashion. Yes. So in the hospital, Burns is worried about how he's going to be received when he dies, and everybody was really happy that they thought he was dead finally, and they're very upset. Some guy actually shoots himself when he finds out Burns is still alive, which is a little over the top, a little dramatic. But Smithers has the perfect way to get Burns to be beloved and actually help with his health, and that is plant-based burgers.
Courtesy of Professor Frink, of course, and his robot that tends to have public displays of affection contrary to Frank's request. We discussed this.
I like the chef robot. I wish we kind of had him in our games now. I wish he was part of this event. He was a little cute little robot. So then the burger is delicious. It tastes just like real meat. So they decide, Burns decides he's going to open a burger franchise. And they cut to back another shot back at the plant. And I loved... behind him with a model of his little fast food restaurant. Behind him was pictures of Burns dressed as various burger icons. So you had him dressed as the Colonel. Well, Colonel's not a burger icon. He's a fast food icon, I should say. But the Colonel, Jack from Jack in the Box, Jack in the Crack for those who know, you know. Burger King guy, the King from Burger King. Wendy, which was, I think, the funniest one. Mary McCheese. That cracked me up. And then, of course, Bob's Big Boy was represented on the model. So that was pretty good. And then they had they decided, Smithers says, all we need is a name for your restaurant. And Burns goes, excellent. Of course.
Yeah. And I loved how the logo is French fries in a tented fashion, similar to Mr. Burns's tented fingers. I love that, too.
Yep. And then they cut to the fast food restaurant, and it is awesome. Like, it looks awesome. I really want this building in TSDL. Like, I think this would be an awesome addition, the excellent burger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I wish we had still had episode tie-ins, because that would have been an awesome addition for this one. There's a lot of things from this episode I would want in our game.
Absolutely. They could have made a great episode tie-in out of this episode. Yeah, that building is great. Some of those mascots would be fun to have as well. So no, this was definitely a great opportunity for an episode tie-in. I think what held it back from the tie-in was the fact that usually they'd like to bring in a full character with the tie-in, and there was really no full character that would really go with this episode. But otherwise, content-wise, when it comes to buildings or decorations, the robot, I mean, if you consider that a character, maybe. But yeah, no, this was great up to that point.
Well,
but the story just got
better. We haven't had an episode tie-in in TSTO, I think, since Disney bought Fox.
Okay.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I thought it was about 4 years, but maybe it's maybe 3 years or, yeah, I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And I miss them. I really do, because they're fun. It's a fun way to promote the episode. So Burns holds a lottery to see who gets to be the lucky person to try this plant-based burger first. Lisa wins and warns him that she's tried all kinds of vegan food, so she's very, very picky. And of course, she tries it, and it's the great. It's like total euphoria. It's like her meat palate, even though it's not meat, just went like exploded in her mouth, which is pretty funny.
Do you remember her lottery number?
Say that again.
Do you remember what lottery number she was?
I believe it was 43.
Yeah, yeah. So his weight was 42 and she was 43. Yeah.
This is the ripe candidate for another Safi math post. And so Lisa tries the burger. She hugs Burns. Then Homer takes the burger and he's in love with it. He hugs Burns. Then Bart takes the burger and says, thanks for letting me cut the line. And he hugs Burns. And Marge says, thanks for now I don't have to cook. And she hugs Burns. And the whole Simpsons family is hugging Burns. And Burns was like, what is going on? What do I do?
Marge is like, now I can spend time teaching Maggie how to talk. So then Maggie comes and hugs him too.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So then Burns decides all he needs now is some schlub, some slob, common slob to be his mascot. So, of course, Homer volunteers his services.
And a business card. He's not just any slob. He's a professional slob.
Here's some trivia. What was on the back of his business card?
It was a crossed out Ned Flanders Leftorium card.
There you go.
I know my Simpsons.
So we cut to, they're doing a commercial for Excellent Burger. Homer's the official spokesman. He's dressed like a construction worker up on a high beam. And, of course, blue-haired lawyer comes along and says, here's some a contract for you to sign. These are all the approved catchphrases. Do you remember what any of them were?
Oh, my God. There were some good ones. There was lettuce. What was it?
I got them all written down. So the approved catchphrases that Homer can say are, yes, vegan. I guarantee it. Absolettuce and meat beater.
Absolettuce.
So Homer absolutely loves the fact that all of them have double meanings, which it's hilarious. And then the B plot line on this kind of comes out at this point where Marge becomes stock obsessed. So that's the fun little B storyline, and she ends up buying Excellent stock and kind of sees it going up and down and up and down. We've all been there, especially the last year. We've all been there.
With Alexa misinterpreting what Marge was asking. She didn't mean to buy stock or anything, and Alexa just did it. And it's really funny. Like, we recently got an Alexa, and every time, like, we see something even remotely similar to Alexa, Alexa gets on, turns on, and says, like, what can I do for you? It's like, no, I didn't say Alexa. I said Alyssa or whatever, like, yeah.
Well, we were recording. We have that device in our house, which name I'm not going to say because it's kind of all over my house. But we were recording an episode recently, and all of a sudden, I didn't even say anything that sounded remotely like it, and it started talking, and I couldn't get it to stop. So
I remember that episode a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
I did. I think I edited it out. So sorry, guys, you missed the fun. But with Burns's plant-based burger option, everybody thinks that's the healthier option. So of course it means the burger wars are heating up and poor Krusty is suffering the brunt. But do you remember the graphic, the little animation that Channel 6 put up with Kent Brockman to promo the burger wars? He's got burgers fighting each other. The burgers are like at war. People with burger heads shooting each other. And then this, I feel like this was... This was the funniest thing in the whole episode to me. I don't know why, but this killed me. The Red Cross, quote unquote, the ambulance was Hamburger Helper. And out of the little truck comes the hand, the gloves from Hamburger Helper to help all the burger guys. It was the funniest moment of this episode for me anyway.
It was hilarious.
It was such a clever little like sneak in. I thought it was great. So of course Krusty is suffering because, you know, who wants to eat a donkey burger when you can get a plant-based burger? That's so much healthier for you. So Bart's worried the burgers will destroy Krusty, you know, his hero. And Krusty decides to have a promotion. I thought this was really funny. A sad promotion was he was making the LGBTQ BLT, proudly $4.99. And then he's spinning a sign outside, and poor Krusty's his pants split. It's just embarrassing all around.
Yeah.
And then there's a billboard sighting for you, Saf, which I'm sure you would love to have in the game. The excellent burger sign, which of course then gets struck by lightning and it says healthy diets coming soon, and it changes to die soon. So
with Mr. Burns's eyes on fire too. Yep. I loved it.
Yeah.
No, that would be a great billboard, especially if it was an animated one where you could tap on it and it switches between the two.
Like the diet sign that we got from one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes. When you tap on it, it says diet, but it says die.
Diet. Yeah.
So Burns is suddenly beloved in Springfield because of his plant-based burger, which, I don't know. I mean, really? A burger is going to change your opinion about a man who, like, tried to block the sun and destroy people? Really?
Well, people are quick to forgive. I mean, if you've read some of their signs. Yeah. So
that's what I was going to say, Saf. Just for you, I wrote down what the sign said. There was one that said, all it took was one nice thing for us to stop hating you. So the people, I'm sorry, I should have set this up. People are gathered outside Burns' mansion holding these signs, showing him their love and affection. And one says, blessed are the rich. That's from Fat Tony. He was holding that one up. You know, it says, we've got no beef with Monty. Another one is ferns for Burns. So I thought it was funny. Oh, and the last one was the easily convinced for Burns. So that was funny. And then we got another TSTO item I want sighting, which was a bus with Homer on it. There was the excellent burger sign on the side of the bus. I really want that in Springfield. I thought that was great.
With the absolute lettuce slogan on it, yeah, as well.
Yeah. And Burns is loved so much he can finally get into the beloved billionaires club, and the only two members are in there, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. I don't know how beloved they are. I don't know that there is such a thing as a beloved billionaire, but I did enjoy that Mark Zuckerberg was outside throwing rocks at the window trying to get in. And there was like a whole funny gag about him knowing all the information about everybody, even though it was set to private. Yeah, private.
That was fun. But I do like Bill Gates. So, yeah, I would consider him a beloved billionaire.
I still maintain I don't think there's such a thing. Bart is convinced because of his loyalty to Krusty, Bart is convinced Burns is up to no good. And this is where the Lisa refuses to believe that he's up to no good comes in. You know, he tells her, they're really made of meat. And Lisa freaks out. And, of course, Bart's like, I don't really know that. I'm just saying that. So they decide to do some research on their own. And they go to the plant killing floor, which was pretty disturbingly disgusting for plants. Like, I mean, a slaughterhouse is rough, don't get me wrong, but like this was graphic for like making plants into burgers. Like, I mean, there was green being splattered everywhere. The guy takes the air hose and shoots all the flowers off, and it was rough.
Man, this is bothering me. Look up that Javier Bardem movie now where he was doing the plants. But definitely the whole scene of how they're showing the process by which the plants go from the process of being a plant to the burger product was quite disturbing. Was it No Country for Old Men? I think it was. Yeah, No
Country. Like I said, movie references in me are like
2007. Yeah, I said it was between 6 and 8. So yeah, 2007, No Country for Old Men. So they had a lot of references in this episode, pop culture references.
So they think that everything's on the up and up. They're just using plants. And then Lisa realizes, wait a minute, those plants look funny. And she realizes that he's using endangered plants from the Amazon rainforest to make his delicious burgers. And she's very concerned, obviously, because if this keeps up by the year 2080, the Amazon will be completely barren of all plants. So she goes to Homer for help. And Homer's like, you know, that's your generation's problem to handle, not mine. So... And Lisa goes, how can you sleep at night? And Homer goes, very well, actually. And then, of course, we cut to him having a terrible dream, which, again, we see all those classic fast food characters pop back in into Homer's dream as their true selves, not in Burns form, but as their true selves. And it's set to the Willy Wonka music, which I thought was pretty funny. So we've got the Colonel from KFC. We've got Jack from Jack in the Box. The King from Burger King, Wendy, Mayor McCheese, and now we've added Little Caesar, which I thought was really funny. So the Moon Man makes another appearance, and he sings another song to Homer. Again, I'm not going to sing, but it was, you're a spokesman for a franchise that's clear-cutting left and right. You have sold out all your values. I won't let you sleep tonight. How's that for a nightmare song? In a smooth jazz voice. Homer decides he needs to set things right. He needs to make things right, especially to help Lisa. So there's a big press conference at the opening of the Excellent Burger franchise. And Homer comes out and they remind him that he's only allowed to say these approved phrases. And they, you know, wave the non-disclosure agreement in front of him. And he goes, oh, no, don't worry. And then he's got a plant in the audience, which is Lisa, who is wearing a mustache, which I thought was funny.
That was a great skin. Love to get that one too.
So Lisa asks questions, and they're very leading questions, and Homer answers with all the catchphrases he's allowed to say. So it was really funny. You know, he says, "Absolettuce," and people are like, wait a minute, he's using catchphrases to tell us the truth.
That's great.
That was pretty funny and clever on Homer's part. Say that again.
Krusty's response was really good too. He's like, again, my problems are solved without me doing anything.
Order another case of donkey meat. I got to give Homer credit because that was very clever. That was a very clever thing for Homer to do. And that's normally not something Homer's clever enough to think of. So I give him credit in this one. And at the end... you know, of course, the Excellent Burger franchise is destroyed because people don't want to destroy the Amazon rainforest for the burgers. And they're driving back. Smithers is driving Burns back. And he's shocked to see that Mr. Burns is happy again. And Mr. Burns is like, well, the evil always comes out. So in the end, I'm happy that I don't have to worry about being good anymore. And Smithers suggests that they go to a school for the blind and convince them that aliens have landed. And Burns says that's an excellent way to celebrate.
I'd like that. Yeah.
In true Burns fashion. And then we end with another Moon Man song, which I love. And you guys, you got to watch this episode because these songs are really funny. This one is, you listen to your conscience, and now you're feeling fine, and you're dreaming of me singing because you drank $2 wine. So, that's it on the episode. Any final thoughts on it, Seth?
No, like I said, solid episode. Definitely worth watching. And a lot of potential for the game. I mean, excellent burger. The building by far number one item. I'd love to see in the game. The bus, another one, and getting those mascots would be great too. So how about yourself? What were your final thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode. It was funny. The hamburger helper, I would love to get the hamburger helper ambulance. I think that'd be great with a little, and then you tap on it, and the little hamburger helper guys run out. I don't know why, but that was like the funniest thing of this whole episode to me. It was just so clever. It's like, wow, perfect. The save the burgers, hamburger helper, totally makes sense. So I really like that. But yeah, I would love to get the Excellent Burger franchise. I would love to get the Moon Man. I just think that was really funny. Those were clever. Singing the songs, that would be the best thing. You tap on him, he sings the songs.
Yeah.
And I would love to get the bus, the billboard, and I would also like to get the plant store where they, you know, the killing floor for the plants. I think that would be another nice thing. Oh, and billionaires, the billionaires club. I'd like to, the beloved billionaires club. I'd like to get that building. That was a really nice building. So yeah, I mean, it was a good episode, solid episode. Not as good as some of the other ones, but way better than like Wad Goals and Yokel Hero. This is, you know, I still would put this below Manger Things and Uncut Femmes. I would put this just below. Those two to me were good. And obviously Diary Queen and the comic book guy one. Those are higher up. But yeah, I think it was a good solid episode. And I don't know, I enjoyed it. They're doing a really good job this season. And did you notice that do you notice that Mr. Burns' mom made an appearance in this episode?
Yeah, yeah. Well, when they had the little flashback of what it used to be like, look, Mom, I drew a picture of you hugging me. I don't like art that's not realistic.
That'd be a fun character to get, too. So, yeah, so that's it. I think anything else you'd like to add, Seth?
No, I mean, there's a new episode of The Simpsons tomorrow night. Check out the episode reminder later today.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be back next week talking about probably Act 2 of Rise of the Robots, which started yesterday. So hopefully you're keeping up with the calendar, following the turbo tapping, and progressing through Act 2 of the event. And yeah, that's it from us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Subscribe.